Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their experiences in their first jobs. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what skill each speaker developed during their first job. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker appreciated most in their first job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part four. Speaker 1.
My first job taught me a lot, particularly in terms of what I can get done in a short period. I learnt to juggle and multitask like never before. The early starts are the worst, so in the end I moved into the hotel. This was great, as I was offered any overtime first. The best thing was the on-the-job experience and learning from the old guys. They got me doing things instead of just talking about them. If I hadn't had to return to uni, I would probably have stayed on and, who knows, I could have been the manager by now.
Speaker 2.
I worked in an office with about 20 other people and we all got on, but very superficially. I found it difficult because I was one of the youngest, but had to conduct appraisals, trying to find the right words. It was a really busy environment, no time to build friendships. One day, the boss decided to introduce a programme of social events, starting with a team-building weekend. This was the first time we had spent any time together away from work, and we were all a bit sceptical, but it was amazing. I felt I had more confidence in conducting evaluations, and my colleagues accepted my comments objectively.
Speaker 3.
After I finished my degree in the UK, I couldn't find any suitable well-paid jobs. I figured if I was going to work for a pittance, I might as well do something useful. I volunteered and went to a village in Kenya. There were no set working patterns which suited me, as I preferred to work until the job was done and then relax chatting to the villagers. I picked up the language after about 6 months, and this came in useful when an English businessman came to present his ideas for new sports facilities for the village. I managed to negotiate between both sides to set up a football training centre for the village.
Speaker 4.
When looking for my first job, I didn't really know what I was good at, but I think I fell on my feet. I took a job as a tourist information officer in a different country, getting by on rudimentary language skills. Initially, I was used on the front desk because of my English, but I was soon moved to an admin position in the back when I found that I had a talent for spreadsheets and extrapolating meanings from numbers. When the position of assistant manager came up, I was encouraged to go for it. So I did. I've never looked back, and friends from home love coming over here to visit.
Speaker 5.
After an argument with my first boss, I told him that I was leaving to set up my own company. I was amazed when he suggested I should stay and offered me a different position where I would be able to make changes. He recognised that I was frustrated in my position and that I had a vision which he felt could be useful. I realised leaving wouldn't fix anything and that I actually wanted to learn how to sort out the issues affecting workforces. He was giving me an opportunity to troubleshoot and I relished it. It wasn't a higher level position, but actually I appreciated the opportunity he'd given me.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
My first job taught me a lot, particularly in terms of what I can get done in a short period. I learnt to juggle and multitask like never before. The early starts are the worst, so in the end I moved into the hotel. This was great, as I was offered any overtime first. The best thing was the on-the-job experience and learning from the old guys. They got me doing things instead of just talking about them. If I hadn't had to return to uni, I would probably have stayed on and, who knows, I could have been the manager by now.
Speaker 2.
I worked in an office with about 20 other people and we all got on, but very superficially. I found it difficult because I was one of the youngest, but had to conduct appraisals, trying to find the right words. It was a really busy environment, no time to build friendships. One day, the boss decided to introduce a programme of social events, starting with a team-building weekend. This was the first time we had spent any time together away from work, and we were all a bit sceptical, but it was amazing. I felt I had more confidence in conducting evaluations, and my colleagues accepted my comments objectively.
Speaker 3.
After I finished my degree in the UK, I couldn't find any suitable well-paid jobs. I figured if I was going to work for a pittance, I might as well do something useful. I volunteered and went to a village in Kenya. There were no set working patterns, which suited me, as I preferred to work until the job was done and then relax chatting to the villagers. I picked up the language after about 6 months, and this came in useful when an English businessman came to present his ideas for new sports facilities for the village. I managed to negotiate between both sides to set up a football training centre for the village.
Speaker 4.
When looking for my first job, I didn't really know what I was good at, but I think I fell on my feet. I took a job as a tourist information officer in a different country, getting by on rudimentary language skills. Initially, I was used on the front desk because of my English, but I was soon moved to an admin position in the back when I found that I had a talent for spreadsheets and extrapolating meanings from numbers. When the position of assistant manager came up, I was encouraged to go for it. So I did. I've never looked back, and friends from home love coming over here to visit.
Speaker 5.
After an argument with my first boss, I told him that I was leaving to set up my own company. I was amazed when he suggested I should stay and offered me a different position where I would be able to make changes. He recognised that I was frustrated in my position and that I had a vision which he felt could be useful. I realised leaving wouldn't fix anything and that I actually wanted to learn how to sort out the issues affecting workforces. He was giving me an opportunity to troubleshoot and I relished it. It wasn't a higher level position, but actually, I appreciated the opportunity he'd given me.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.